This podcast is brought to you by the Diamond Alternative Earrings from Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. Get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair for only $79 from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week. Go to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Welcome to Valley.
I'm happy to take questions, and I'm told there are going to be 4 questioners, but I'm not going to do 10 questions from each questioner. All right? Let's make that clear.
Oh, yeah. Clear as a bell.
I can't have trouble reading this.
Curse you, fine print!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Yeah, I'm Hunter Biden. I'm an artist, and I look forward to you joining me at Roundtable Space on Twitter.
With blackjack and hookers.
Unchained and unstoppable.
But again, the races are close, and we just, you know, we don't pray for a victory. I grew up in a political family. You don't pray for a victory, but you pray that God's will be done. And on that Sunday, that's what we pray.
You keep using the word. I do not think it means what you think it means.
Hey!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, just like this TFX bankruptcy occurs, the number two donor in the Democrat firmament going down right after the election. Well, remember the raid on Rudy Giuliani? They were going to indict him for his dealings with Ukraine and all that stuff. It just kind of dragged on and on and on. And I'm sure his legal bills were astronomical. I don't think many people were paying attention to Rudy Giuliani anymore, but they kept it going just in case of a tie. So today, it's Monday, 6 days after the election. Prosecutors in New York do not plan to criminally charge Rudy Giuliani in connection with a probe into his interactions with Ukrainian figures. They revealed in a letter to a judge today. A lawyer for Giuliani declared it a total victory. Unless you include the fact that he's broke. And where does he go to get his reputation back, as the old Secretary of Labor under Ronald Reagan once said, as he left a courthouse in the Bronx. 844-500-4242. We haven't done this. We didn't do this last week because we were doing Candidates Night, and our candidates didn't do very well, honestly. I don't even want to tell you how few of them won. Not many more than that, but I'll just leave it at that. So we're going to do our first Let's Go Brandon in 2 weeks, and I'm sure we got a lot of people that want to talk about what they've noticed at the supermarkets, because it's not getting any better. Inflation is on the downside. It only was 7.7% last month, but we call this segment Let's Go Brandon.
The phrase is, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
The Brandon administration.
Let's go, Brandon.
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 Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
So what we ask you to do is, if you've seen something going up in price, or you've seen some shrinkflation, or you've seen something missing from your supermarket or hardware store or any kind of store that you go to, something that has disappeared from the shelves, let us know at 844-500-4242, or you can text if you're unable to get to the phone and to join us. You can text Howie to 617-213-1066, 617-213-1066. We have a lot of people that want to get on now. This is from Reddit. I got 2 weeks worth of Reddits. They do a thread on shrinkflation. They got one today. Cornflakes, the family size. We've been talking about this for a while now, that the families must be shrinking in size because the family size packages are really shrinking. Like this one for cornflakes, kind of what you'd call a staple. Not one of my favorites, but it's a staple for a lot of people. Family size Kellogg's cornflakes have gone from 24 ounces to 18 ounces. Another one writes in, can anyone explain why deluxe processed cheese has skyrocketed in price? Yeah, Brandon, that's the explanation. It's like the shake and bake. There are no more bags, apparently, in shake and bake. Even the Aldi brand is almost $4 now. Isn't this stuff considered budget cheese? There is no such thing as budget cheese. This guy says Kraft Deli Deluxe American Cheese Slices, 16-count pack, $6.49. Campbell's Soup has a new smaller. It's a taller can, but it's less product. You know how that works. It's on a diet. It's not quite as round as it used to be. It's more sleek. New sleek Campbell's Creamy Tomato Soup. Used to be 18.5 ounces. Now it's taller, but it's down to 17.4 ounces. Can you imagine that? Just imagine that. Here's something. This is a sign at the Stop and Shop in Pembroke. There is currently a nationwide egg shortage, which is leading to higher prices. We appreciate your patience as we do everything we can to address these supply challenges. We don't have any patience, okay? Just for starters, just so you know. You can kid yourself, but don't kid yourself. 844-500-4242. 617, got my paper check today. I always have to pay, so I got a paper check. Surprised they sent me one. I'm unsurprised I haven't gotten mine yet. 413 says, where's my check? It's the same place mine is, 413, if it makes you feel any better. 508, I didn't get my check yet, still waiting. I didn't receive a single COVID stimulus check or benefit. 508, that makes two of us. All right. Wayne, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Wayne.
Howie, last week I found this little chicken about the size of a softball that was running around in my yard. Like, where the heck did this thing come from? So the guy next door had chickens, and I thought it was his, but so I put it in his yard. He told me it wasn't, but I just paid $6.32 for 18 eggs at Walmart, and I'm not kicking myself in the tail saying, I wish I kept that chicken. Last year at Walmart, two packs, Howie, of 18 eggs, hence 36 eggs, were less than $5. And right now, that would translate into about $12.60-ish.
Yeah. Wow. So what are you going to do? You going to eat less eggs, or do you just you're in the habit of eating eggs, and you just have to get around it?
I'll just have to drive less. I can't live without my eggs. Or maybe we could put out an Amber Alert for that chicken.
For that chicken?
If I could only get that sucker back, I'd treat him good.
Her. You mean her. But, you know, the thing is, I used to have chickens, and it was okay sometimes, but you always develop problems with chickens. A fisher cat or a coyote or something grabs them, or they get into the habit of eating their own eggs. It's just I don't know. I know, Wayne, I know that price is killing you, but owning chickens isn't what it seems to be. And I say that as, you can call me Farmer Howie on that one. Chris, you're next. Now we've had eggs. Now we're going to have bacon. Go ahead, Chris.
Damn right, man. Sorry. how you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, so I went down to the market today, and thanks, Brandon. $13 for a pound of bacon.
A pound of bacon? $13?
Yes. Not even the fancy stuff. Just
that's why I was going to ask you if it was Oscar bacon. Mayer or something like that.
No, it's just the run-of-the-mill stuff. But $13 before tax, before Brandon. It's Brandon on top of Brandon.
So you think you're going to keep buying bacon by the pound, Chris?
No, I think I'm just going to get into hunting. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Chris. We're almost coming up on deer hunting season in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It's right after it's right after Thanksgiving, isn't it? I think the Monday after Thanksgiving. 844, 2 weeks from today. And, of course, bird hunting season has been going on for a while all across New England. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. It's time for Let's Go Brandon. Either get on board at that number, 844-500-4242, or text Howie to 617-213-1066, 617-213-1066. Biden is still the president, unfortunately. He's in Bali, Indonesia, or as he calls it, amnesia. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. The pre-election rally seems to be over, and now we're having this cryptocurrency latest crisis. This is all the more reason for you to protect your assets, and obviously cryptocurrency is not the answer. In times of political crisis like this, historically, investors have turned to precious metals, something you can hold in your hand, unlike those phony baloney tokens that were being produced by the Biden campaign contributor. You need to think about turning to those same precious metals that people have done throughout the ages. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is Five Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for over 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1%. And how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government like the one we have right now. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years running, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500. Or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And, mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
Forget the myths that the media has created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Sebastian Smith, the AFP.
Is Sebastian Smith that tough of a name? 844-500-4242. This week, Raycon is celebrating its 5-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie, and right now you can save up to 25% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's 5-year anniversary sale. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What will happen to Democrat mega donor SBF in the wake of the $1 billion bankruptcy of his cryptocurrency company? A slap on the wrist, maybe a civil fine, prison time, or nothing? He gave Joe Biden $5 million.
I'm going to say slap on the wrist.
13% say slap on the wrist, 84% say nothing, and 3% say prison.
And let me just say, judging from the news stories, he's a lot more guilty than Rudy Giuliani. And you know what? He's going to get his case broomed a lot quicker than Rudy Giuliani did his. And it's going to take a lot less out of his hide financially, too, than Rudy Giuliani had taken out of his for this frame job, this railroad. 844-500-4242. 508, this has got to be one of the great great Let's Go Brandons of the day. Put air in my tires for 4 quarters last year. Today it took 7 quarters. Even my inflation has been hit by inflation. Well put, 508. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I work for Stop and Shop, and I noticed the other day the Stop and Shop oatmeal, the little packages in the box.
Yeah.
They used to be like $1.99. They used to be $1.99. Now they're the same price, $3.49 as Quaker oatmeal was. Now Quaker oatmeal is like $5.29, and the packages inside the box are smaller. And the box is smaller, too. You can see it on the shelf. So I guess your best bet would be the Stop and Shop brand.
Which is now the same price as the Quaker Oats brand was a year or 2 years ago. Good Lord. Are people complaining when they see you in the aisle?
I don't really hear my complaints. I mean, sometimes I point it out to them. Yeah, it's like they're just a bunch of sheep. You know, here's your money.
Yeah. I know you guys aren't responsible for it, but sometimes I just want to turn to someone and say, are you kidding? You know? I guess I'm just talking to myself when I want to say that. If I have the mailroom manager with me, we look at each other and say, you know, they finally brought back the Munster cheese boar's head, but it seemed to be getting thinner, like that hamburger patty from McDonald's, smaller, thinner than a pickle. Everything's getting thinner these days, including the consumers. Thanks for the call, Jim. And that's the thing. The price goes up and the packages go down in size. You're getting a double dose of brand inflation. Christine, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christine.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me on. So I go shopping. I'm just innocently going through the produce department, right? And I get to the iceberg lettuce.
Yeah.
So I pick one up and I go, is this lettuce? So I check it out, and I go, this doesn't even feel right. This is the smallest head of lettuce I'd ever seen in my entire life, to the point where I said, is it possible that Brandon could have fixed this so the farmers are growing the iceberg lettuce smaller? And then I look at the price, and it's $2.99 for this thing. So I said, this will last one meal, and that's it.
Wow. Well, you know, I just got a call from Farmer John, or no, a text from Farmer John in Connecticut. He's a dairy farmer, and he says you're wondering about why the price of cheese is going up. We still are not allowed to produce only a certain amount of dairy product. I guess because they're afraid of the price going up. Well, guess what, Brandon? It's already going up, just like for the price of eggs and bacon and lettuce. 84. Thanks for the call, Christine. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
My favorite emperor, the emperor of hate.
That's right. Thank you.
Love you, man. So I like to go. I'm a musician, and I like to go to concerts because I learn stuff at concerts.
Right.
And I go to see this one guy. I usually try and see him, you know, once a year, maybe once every 2 years, if it gets that way. Last year, the ticket price was $59, by the way, which I thought was terrible because the year before, it was like $49. I couldn't understand how he must be 10% better or 20% better. In any case, the ticket's now $235 a seat, and it's almost sold out.
Really?
Honest to goodness.
Who is this person?
I'm not gonna rat him out. You know what I mean? Because hopefully he's playing someplace else that's not as expensive.
Would I recognize his name?
No, you wouldn't, because I don't think you're into country.
Okay. $235? That'll buy you a lot of Pabst Blue Ribbon. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. This is Thanks, Brandon, or Let's Go, Brandon segment, whatever you want to call it. How much the prices are going up, how much the product is shrinking. You can give us a call at 844-500-4242, or you can text us to 617-213. Text Howie to 617-213-1066. 207 says, I've been hoarding whole roaster chicks. Hubby just got a nice deer, and we've been raising two cows. They meet their maker on the 23rd. Not being mean, but this is the times under Brandon. Hey, no one says you're mean. 585, Wegmans Market used to sell just cooked barbecue chickens for $3.99. The chickens now cost $9.99 and look like midget chickens. In other words, they're like that chicken that got away from Wayne and Brockton.
How dare you?
844-500-4242. Have you noticed anything going on, Taylor?
Yeah, we buy organic whole milk for our son, and half a gallon is $5.99, or at least it was 2 weeks ago. This week it was $6.79, so up, almost a buck in just a couple of weeks.
I don't understand how there were no consequences. I mean, there were consequences. The Republicans got 5 million more votes in the House elections, but they didn't seem to flip that many seats, and they actually didn't even break even in the Senate.
And I should say...
How is that possible?
I should say that's if we can find that brand of milk. It's getting tougher and tougher to come by.
Really? Ugh. 844-500-4242. Here's one from 857, 1 pound of Pearl's pastrami, $15.99 a pound. Thanks, Brandon. Yeah, the price of the deli meats is really through the roof. I just got my wife, the mailroom manager, she knows I like mortadella. She got me some of this imported mortadella just at a nice.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Is mortadella an upscale item? Since when is mortadella an upscale item? It's part of an Italian submarine. But this, I couldn't believe it. I won't be getting it again, but it was delicious. $7.49 for 4 ounces. I mean, I know it's imported. I know it was a nice place, but still. Here's one, 617, Sticker Shock. Because of looming shortage, I got two ordinary 5-gallon cans filled with diesel for my machine. Despite my awareness, $60. $60. I know $5.99 a gallon is simple math, but I had to look twice. My jaw dropped. Thanks, Brandon. Here's another one. 774. Forget the $2.99 iceberg. I just paid $5.99 for a quote-unquote head of bleeping romaine. It used to be $1.99 before Brandon got in. 407, 4-pack butter at BJ's was $9.99, now $14.99, a 50% increase. Thanks, Brandon. I think he's meaning that's several pounds. I don't know how much that is. I bought a pound of butter, a generic Publix market house brand butter, sweetened butter, $4.88 a pound. I mean, that's a new all-time record. I mean, what am I going to do? I love butter. I can't do without butter. But I'll tell you one thing. I told a mailroom manager, do we really need... She likes Kerrygold, the same thing Grace likes, Kerrygold. I mean, I know it's from Ireland and, you know, free-range cows and all that BS, but I don't think we're going to be buying any more Kerrygold butter. Yeah. I mean, how much... That's like $7 to $8 for a half a pound. I mean, that was pricey when Trump was president. Now it's just crazy. 844-500-4242. 42, 844-500, 42, 42. Hunting is going to become a necessity, not a sport. Well, it always has been down through the ages. So I guess we're just getting back to nature. You know, AOC should be very happy about that because, you know, it's I guess it's a lot closer to the non-carbon footprint that we're all supposed to have in the future. 860, Farmer John again. We think food is expensive now. What's going to happen when I can't afford fertilizer and as a result produce less milk or lettuce or sweet corn? This is just the beginning. Just the beginning. 844-500-4242. Now people are saying organic whole milk. They're laughing at you, Taylor. They want you to play the John Kerry cut. It's the only choice for people like me.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
It's not me. It's Harrison. He likes it. It's the only choice for him.
All right. 844-500-4242. It's unpleasant to go. I mean, it becomes less pleasant to go to the supermarket. And, you know, you make, I mean, maybe it's not a bad thing that you make fewer impulsive purchases. But still, it's nice to be able to occasionally splurge and not have to worry about it or not say, holy bleep. I think I told you last week, I used to buy these, or I'd find them at Target more than other places, but I used to find them, when I started looking, I found them at Market Basket, just these little snack packs with, you know, of cheese and some kind of processed meat like salami or pepperoni. I like processed meats, in case you haven't figured it out, and a few crackers. And it would be $2.99. And I would say to myself, this is tasty, but it seems like a lot of money. So the mailroom manager saw some of those the other day. I don't know where she saw them, at the Publix. Or I think it was at Whole Foods. She was across the bridge. And it was $6.99. And she said, I don't think Mr. Carr would want one of these for $6.99. She was right. I don't want one for $6.99. 844-500-4242. Jeremy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, Howie. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, love you up here in Maine. So, hey, I just came home from our local Sam's Club, and I found some deals that are a little thinner, to use a Stephen King analogy from one of his movies. So Brandon has successfully taken Swiss Miss from $4.99 up to $7.98. He's taken Poland Spring Water.
Wait a second, from $4.99 to $7.98 Swiss Miss, yeah, and Poland Springs. And you're in the area, you're in the state where they produce Poland Spring. How much has it gone from?
Yeah. Oh, it's
how
gone
much?
From $4.99 to $6.64 for a case of 40.
Wow.
And then you got just peanut butter. I mean, these are kind of staple things that most families go out and buy, you know.
Yeah.
So here's another one, $7 Jif. Like, you know how you can buy those in a pack of two?
Yeah.
Those were like $6.99, $7. Now that's up to $10.82. So this is like 40% north of where they used to be. So thanks, Brandon.
And yet Janet Mills was just reelected governor.
Well, that's insane. That's just another moon bat that we have to live with for another 4 years.
And she doesn't care a bit about the price of Swiss Miss or Poland Springs or Jif peanut butter going up. You know that's true. Thanks for the call, Jeremy. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie. I was calling about the Haagen-Dazs ice cream pints that used to be 16 ounces in a pint are now 14 ounces. And the print that says 14 ounces is smaller, so it's no longer a pint. Same price, actually went up $1 a pint for two.
So they cut it, you know, ice cream, they've always been cutting it for, you know, every time there's any kind of inflation, the ice cream containers, the big ones go down in size. But it's kind of hard to be cutting it down a pint, isn't it? I mean, a pint is the, other than a Dixie cup, it's the small, or a Hoodsy, it's the smallest thing you're going to get, isn't it? How the hell do they get away with cutting? They don't call it a pint. Do they call it a pint anymore?
No, it's 14 ounces. And if you look at the shape of a container, you have to look twice to say, geez, it looks like it looks different than a Ben and Jerry's pint. Which is still
it's been
pint.
On a diet. Like, like so many other products.
And we can also thank Brandon for the kitchen tips that are now being added to different restaurants we see. So now you also have a server tip, but you have a kitchen tip, which is a fixed percentage of the bill, whether you like how they cook the food or not.
I'm not familiar with a kitchen tip. When did this start?
I've seen a couple of restaurants that I've eaten at add that to the bill. So you get the receipt at the end, and it has the kitchen tip already factored in for the kitchen, and then you have the service tip, which you choose whatever you want to pay for your service. So
what is the kitchen tip?
It's a percentage of the bill.
Oh, but what? Oh, you have a choice on how much, like 5%,
10%? No, you have no choice. The restaurant has their fixed percentage, whatever they determine what the kitchen should get. They put it on.
But what is it? But what percent is it, John? Do you remember?
I don't remember. It looked to be 5 or 10%, if I remember right.
Wow. They had to put that up front, but I guess they're probably having a tough enough time getting people through the doors with the prices as they are. Thanks for the call, John. Switch over to, I don't know, I was going to say switch over to Ben and Jerry's, but no, you can't do that. They're the ultimate woke company. I'm lucky, again, down here in Florida, Publix has great house brand ice cream. It's really top notch. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Rambo says BJ's butter 4-pack is 16 cents sticks of butter. So that's $3.62 a pound. So that's still pretty good compared to what I paid. And and Publix is the best prices down here. I paid $4.88, so I paid an extra 25% off of what I would be paying at BJ's. 844-500-4242. There's nothing worse than the mall in the months leading up to the holidays. 12 children screaming, 11 minutes to find parking, 10 Karens Karening. The list goes on. Right now, you can shop early, skip the stress, and snag some of the best deals of the season on something everyone will love. Premium audio products from Raycon. Raycon's wireless earbuds, headphones, and speakers offer premium sound, useful features, and almost custom comfortable fit, and up to 54 hours of battery life. And they start at half the price of other premium audio brands. Plus, Raycon makes gifting easy with holiday gift guides for everyone in your life, mom, dad, coworker, fitness lover, gamer, or knock out that list all at once and get 30% off by shopping Raycon's holiday bundles. Everyone needs a pair of Raycons in their ears, whether it's for listening to music, taking work calls, or blasting out a workout playlist. I saw that picture of that guy, alleged scam artist in the cryptocurrency. He looked kind of like Bob Dylan. So today, walking up to the Breakers for my free coffee, I was listening to Blonde on Blonde by Bob Dylan, who kind of looked like this guy in a way. Not better looking than this guy, but same guy. Rainy Day Women, Temporary Like Achilles, Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat, Stuck Inside a Mobile. You put in the Raycons and you listen to songs you haven't listened to, an album you haven't listened to in a while, and you remember how much you love the album and why you liked it so much. And you can just do it while you're walking around or doing chores. It's great. You can find Raycon in stores now, like Kohl's or Walmart, but let me tell you right now, you're always going to get the best deal when you use my special link, buyraycon.com/Howie. The Raycon website also offers buy now, pay later options. Right now, go to buyraycon.com/Howie and use code EARLYBF to get 20% off site-wide. Or save even bigger and get 30% off Raycon's exclusive holiday bundles. That's code EARLYBF at buyraycon.com/Howie for 20% off your Raycon purchase. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Fabrizio Limoncello and Baking Company. For the perfect gift for any occasion, go to Fabrizia LemonBakingCompany.com.
He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
843 says, I can afford lobster about as more often than organic milk. Both are good. Both are also pretty much never now. Oh, boy. 844-500-4242.
I didn't realize organic milk was just such a frou-frou item.
I'm not a milk guy. I can't tell you. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not the one drinking it. It's for my kid. What do you want me to do?
Well, you know what? He's old. How did he get accustomed to organic milk? You must have had to give it to him. If you never had given it to him, he wouldn't know the difference.
So it's my fault I'm providing the kid with good nutrition?
I remember one time I got some, my kids always drank regular orange juice, frozen orange juice. And then one time I got some free Tropicana orange juice. I don't know how, but I got some free stuff. I took it home. They loved it. And then they wouldn't drink the frozen stuff anymore. Did I? That was one
good
of those
for
things.
Them. They're discriminating children.
It probably cost me thousands of dollars over years. It probably did. You know how much fresh orange juice costs as opposed to frozen stuff?
But the smiles on their faces, I'm sure, made it well worth it. Right, Mr.
No.
Carr?
No.
I didn't think so.
Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Howie.
Hi.
I'm a little retail gasoline station here in Wilmington, and people complain about filling up their cars and filling up their trucks. When the tanker truck comes in and dumps a load in my tanks and fills up my tank, now it's gone from like $23,000 to $24,000 a load to $40,000 to $45,000 a load.
Wow, boy! And now they're going to stop. They're going to stop pumping it out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve now that the election's over. So it's just going to keep going up, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, I understand. As a retail, a diesel shortage already in California. They're talking about that. I've heard that already. I haven't seen it yet, but that could become a reality. And if it does, the price of diesel will just be out of sight.
And that means the price of everything will be out of sight because most of the goods move in trucks.
Everything is trucked and diesel. Yeah, I feel bad for these trucks. They come in my station. They get $300, $400, $500 worth of fuel all the time. I don't know how they do it.
Ugh. What do they say? Do they say anything to you? Do they say anything to you?
Oh, yeah. Bob? Well, they all cry. You know, even some of the big guys are going to go out of business because they can't afford it. You know, never mind the little guys. The big guys are hurting just as bad.
And yet we couldn't get a red wave, despite everybody knowing that this was coming, or despite everyone who paid attention knew this was coming. And yet they still, half of them still voted for Brandon. It's insane. Thanks for the call, Bob. Country Girl, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Country Girl.
Hi, Howie. I'm a longtime listener. You were talking about hunting being a subsistence type situation. I'm here in Maine, and we have a problem right now with PFAS. That's polyfluoroalkyl substances. It's a forever chemical, and the deer are saturated with it from the companies that have been dumping sludge on the fields. And now people are warned there's a map that you have to go look at to find out if the deer in your area are going to be contaminated. So much for subsistence hunting, huh?
So how are they going to get rid of these deer if nobody wants to kill them for food? What are they going to have to do? The deer breed, so there's going to be an oversupply, even more so than normal. I don't know. We're out of time. So another question. 844-500-4242. Back tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President.